health systems doubled down on acquisitions to escape margin collapse that plagued 2023. The gap between winning and losing health systems just hit its widest point in recent memory. With large U.S. hospital systems posting Q2 operating margins ranging from -4.8% to +26.7%, a 31.5 percentage point spread, institutional capital now has the clearest signal in years. The health system sector is bifurcating, and consolidation will follow. The 26 system ranking published by Becker's Hospital Review reveals a dispersion that defies the notion of a single hospital sector. A system posting 26.7% operating margins operates in a fundamentally different business than one hemorrhaging at -4.8%. The former generates durable free cash flow capable of servicing acquisition debt, funding capital expenditure cycles, and attracting investment-grade ratings. The latter is a distressed asset, a candidate for strategic sale, affiliation, or in the worst case, closure. These are not two points on a continuum. They are two different investment theses. Terms for the individual systems, financial arrangements, debt structures, and ownership details were not disclosed in the source material. 31.5 percentage points. The Q2 operating margin spread across 26 large U.S. health systems, from -4.8% at the bottom to 26.7% at the top. This dispersion is the investment thesis. The margin data arrives alongside a separate signal from the pharmaceutical sector. On August 28, 2026, AstraZeneca disclosed the Phase 3 failure of its ATTRCM silencer drug, developed in partnership with Ionis Pharmaceuticals, after the therapy showed no incremental benefit in patients already receiving a stabilizer medication. That clinical failure, which rattled the multi-billion-dollar ATTRCM market and sent ripple effects through Alnylam Pharmaceuticals and BridgeBio, is not an isolated biopharma story. It illustrates a broader structural pressure on hospital cardiology and specialty service lines, the highest margin procedures in any health system's revenue mix. Both data points, hospital margin dispersion and biopharma pipeline disruption, point to the same conclusion. The economics of delivering complex care are diverging faster than the market has priced. Margin spread at 31.5 points. The anatomy of a two-speed sector, the 26.7% ceiling in Q2 margins, belongs to a category of system that has, over several years, executed on a specific playbook. Payer mix optimization, outpatient migration, lean labor models, and geographic dominance in high-income markets. These systems do not compete on volume alone. They compete on acuity-adjusted revenue per encounter, and on the ability to shift care out of expensive inpatient beds into ambulatory settings, where fixed costs are lower and billing capture rates are higher. The -4.8% floor tells a different story. Systems at the bottom of the margin distribution typically carry one or more of the following: Medicaid-heavy payer mix, legacy inpatient infrastructure, elevated contract labor costs from the 2022-2024 nursing shortage era, and debt loads taken on during pandemic-era capital raises. These systems did not fail overnight. Their margin compression has been building since 2021, when labor inflation began compounding against reimbursement rates that adjust with a multi-year lag. The 26 system dataset does not name the specific institutions at either end of the distribution. Details on individual system identities at the margin extremes were not disclosed in the source material. Our view, the distribution itself, is the data point that matters. When a single sector posts a 31.5 percentage point margin range across its largest participants, price discovery becomes unreliable. Acquirers cannot apply a single sector multiple. They must underwrite each asset on its own operating model, a condition that favors experienced healthcare private equity sponsors over generalist capital. What the ATTRCM trial failure means for hospital revenue lines the AstraZeneca Ionis ATTRCM Phase 3 miss, disclosed August 28, 2026, has direct implications for hospital cardiology programs that had been building capacity around a silencer-dominant treatment paradigm. ATTRCM, a progressive and historically underdiagnosed cardiac condition, has attracted intense pharmaceutical investment over the past 5 years. Alnylam's silencer drug and BridgeBio stabilizer Atrubi compete in what analysts have described as a multi-billion dollar market. The Phase 3 data now suggests that stabilizers, which are oral medications and therefore largely dispensed outside the hospital setting, may hold a clinical edge over injectable silencers, which require clinical administration and generate facility fees. The implication for hospital economics is direct. If oral stabilizers displace injectable silencers as the standard of care in ATTRCM, a subset of high-margin cardiology infusion revenue migrates from the hospital to the pharmacy channel. The analysts cited in StatPlus reporting noted the trial outcome strengthened the case for stabilizer superiority, though the full clinical and commercial consequences remain under evaluation as of the August 28, 2026 disclosure. This is not a catastrophic revenue event for any single system. It is a marginal pressure on a high-value service line, arriving precisely when health systems can least afford margin erosion. The private equity playbook, distressed systems as platform entry point source, Plaquemium Holdings analysis based on margin tier framework. Individual system placement not confirmed from source data. Private equity has historically entered healthcare provider mergers and acquisitions at 2 points in the cycle: platform construction during periods of stable reimbursement and distressed acquisition during periods of margin compression. The current environment offers both simultaneously, which is unusual. Systems at the top of the margin distribution are generating the free cash flow to act as consolidators. Their balance sheets support the debt capacity for acquisitions. Their management teams have demonstrated the operational discipline to absorb and improve targets. These are the platform anchors. Systems at the bottom are the targets. A negative 4.8% operating margin is not sustainable across a multi-year horizon. Boards at these institutions face a binary: find a strategic partner with capital and operational expertise, or accept a managed wind-down of services. Private equity-backed acquirers, nonprofit systems with strong balance sheets, and regional health system consolidators are all circling this tier. The private equity lens here is not primarily about multiple arbitrage. It is about operational transformation: reducing contract labor dependency, renegotiating payer contracts from a position of regional strength, and migrating volume from inpatient to lower-cost outpatient settings. Labor and payer dynamics underpin the divergence. The margin gap between top and bottom-tier systems did not emerge from clinical quality differences alone. Two structural forces dominate the spread. First, contract labor costs. Systems that relied heavily on travel nurses and agency staff during the 2022-2024 shortage period locked in elevated labor cost bases that have not fully normalized. Permanent staff ratios, union contract terms, and geographic labor market conditions vary enormously across the 26 system cohort, and those differences flow directly to the operating margin line. Second, payer mix and reimbursement rates. A system serving a commercially insured, employer-sponsored population in a high-income suburban market will generate materially higher net revenue per adjusted discharge than a system with a Medicaid-dominant mix in an underserved urban or rural market. Government reimbursement rates for Medicaid, set at the state level, have not kept pace with cost inflation in most states. That gap compounds annually. Details on the specific payer mix composition of the 26 systems in the ranking were not disclosed in the source material. The Plaquemium view the Becker's margin ranking is a snapshot. the investment thesis requires a forward projection, and Plaquemium's read is that the 31.5 percentage point spread will not compress. It will widen before it narrows. Here is why. The forces producing the divergence, labor cost normalization, payer mix shifts, outpatient migration, and now pharmaceutical pipeline disruption in high-value specialty lines, are not mean reverting in the near term. They are structural. Systems with the operational infrastructure to capture outpatient volume, manage labor costs through permanent staffing models, and maintain payer leverage through regional network dominance will continue to compound their margin advantage. Systems without those capabilities will continue to erode. The AstraZeneca Ionis ATTRCM failure adds a second-order pressure that the hospital margin rankings do not yet reflect. If the cardiology pharmaceutical market reorients toward oral stabilizers and away from injectable silencers, the revenue mix for hospital infusion centers shifts. This is a 2026 development with a 2 to 3 year revenue impact timeline, which means it will show up in 2027 and 2028 margin data for systems with significant ATTRCM patient populations, not in Q2 2026 figures. The original thesis, institutional capital should treat the current margin divergence not as a valuation anomaly to arbitrage away, but as a permanent feature of a sector undergoing structural stratification. The correct private equity framework is not buy the dip on distressed systems. It is build platforms around the top margin operators and use their balance sheet strength to consolidate the distressed tier on disciplined terms. The window for that consolidation trade is open now. It will not stay open indefinitely as distressed systems exhaust their liquidity options and boards become less selective about counterparties. The ATTRCM data adds one more consideration for any acquirer underwriting a cardiology-heavy target. Stress test the specialty revenue assumptions against a stabilizer-dominant treatment scenario. That scenario is now more likely than it was on August 27, 2026. The bottom line, a 31.5 percentage point Q2 margin spread across 26 large U.S. health systems is not a temporary fluctuation. It is a structural bifurcation that creates a definable consolidation opportunity for institutional capital with healthcare operational expertise. The AstraZeneca Ionis Phase 3 failure, announced August 28, 2026, adds incremental pressure on cardiology revenue lines at systems that were counting on injectable silencer administration fees as a durable income stream. Private equity sponsors and strategic acquirers who build platform positions in top margin systems now and use those platforms to absorb distressed operators on disciplined terms will be positioned to capture the next phase of health system consolidation. The data says the window is open. It also says it will not stay open.